Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're alive. Gold Rush. Chapter 10. My Best Friend, The End. Written, directed, and produced by K.C. Whalen. Previously on We're Alive, Gold Rush.
It's obvious we need to get the hell out of here.
Of course, right after you go screwing it all up, now you just want to leave.
Positive. It was Gloria.
No one else could have done this.
So we're all on board.
Fuck it. Let's go home.
Colony.
Not much further now.
Yeah, I know.
I think I know what happens if you don't want...
Just give me a second.
What?
We rode off into the night. Away from the Atlas silo. Rhonda made sure to go out of the way so we would avoid Gloria's surveillance cameras.
What was that, Muldoon?
Further.
I think he wants to know how much further.
Carl?
It could be another 2 hours before we reach the truck.
I don't think this guy's gonna make that.
I mean, I'm exhausted. I can't imagine what he's going through right now.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You guys need to stop? Demon and I can go all night.
You two seem to be getting along.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Oh, don't get cute with her.
What? Was it?
We should head over there. Towards those big rocks.
But what if there's infected hiding?
Nah, there were no people out here to be infected.
Yeah, it looks clear.
Dibs on first watch.
Ah, dibs on second watch.
Fine, third.
That'd give us about 2 hours each. Let Muldoon sleep, he needs it.
I think he already is. Okay, but what about us? We can take a shift.
You sure?
All I need to do is wake everyone up if I see something, right?
Would let everyone sleep a little longer. Oh, this is perfect. There's rocks all around us.
We won't even be able to see the horses from the outside.
Yeah, I didn't pack any tents, though. We did bring 4 blankets and 2 sleeping bags.
Here, help me with Greg.
Ah, he's really out.
I'm so glad we taped him up here.
After he fell off the horse the first time?
Oh, sorry. This guy's really... Oh... Slippery.
Nice job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry about it, buddy. I got you.
Looking at him? Oh. Yeah. I don't think Gloria's coming after us anytime soon.
Shit!
God!
Oh, Don't worry. We're done here.
I thought you said he wasn't gonna come out here.
He wasn't supposed to. You're early, man. Your shift's in 10 minutes.
Hey, you're supposed to be watching up here.
We were watching from various angles. It's a great view.
Oh, come on.
I'm just gonna...
Yeah.
I'm right behind you. Maybe you don't want to sit right there.
Jeez Louise, come on, man.
Good night.
Get out of here. Robbins, is that you?
Whoa, it's just me.
Hey, what are you throwing up?
I couldn't sleep.
Well, all right then. Get over here. All right, get close. It's cold up here.
Oh, you're right.
Hey, you're hugging the blanket, woman. Come on.
Colder than you.
Oh, yeah, you're so fun. Come
no,
here.
Give it.
Get over. Okay, I'm trying to share it with you. Don't be selfish. Come here.
Gorgeous out here.
Yeah, there's lots of stars.
Hey, I'm glad we left.
Oh, yeah? You sure about that?
We were surviving, not living.
Yeah.
Which direction is the colony?
Oh, it's right over there, that way.
How long is it going to take us to get there?
I don't know. 2 days, maybe three.
So where do you live? Inside there? Are there like huts or...
Caves? No, we're not primates, all right? There's little houses. It's a fenced-in suburb. CJ, the woman who's in charge, I mean, she's working on making it bigger, too. It's great. It's like back in the day.
Well, will we get our own house?
Well, there's three that are open. You and Rhonda can have one. You know, may need a little work, but...
It might be quick to presume, but... I wasn't talking about a place with Rhonda.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, why go slow when you know?
Why not?
This place just got a whole lot better.
For me too.
You know, my shift is next, so no one would interrupt us.
Well, I mean, we gotta keep warm.
All right, we're loaded.
Horses are ready?
Looks clear. No movement at all.
How you doing, Muldoon?
I'm here. That's about it, though.
And we gotta move. If he's up, she's up.
All right, we got 2 hours left of the truck. You can make it?
Yeah, just be gentle. I mean.
Good. Then we ride.
Yeah.
So, go horse! Oh, yeah, you get me.
Hee-haw!
That was awful, Carl. Just go. Yeah!
Don't even gotta use words.
Feeling a little better, man?
Fortunately.
Hey, I have to tell you something.
Nah, don't do it.
I dropped you a few times last night.
No, I know. I was awake, I just couldn't respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cracked your head right on a rock.
Was there a time you gave me CPR, or was that a dream?
Well, no. Short answer is no.
Okay. Okay.
I'm almost there.
Why you gotta get ahead of me?
Why you gotta be in front all the time?
Because I wanna make sure that I see everything.
Oh yeah? Because you almost missed that Jeep.
What?
Where?
It's down there. It's a mobile home. You see it?
That might shave off some time.
Yeah, I think I'd much prefer that, actually.
You think that old thing will work?
Oh, I'm gonna make it work. And I am driving.
Of course.
I found the keys!
We can all squeeze in the Jeep, right? Anita doesn't want to take the horses any further than we have to.
I think we can make it work. It won't be for too far.
All right, everything's in the back or strapped to the top.
Shotgun.
Are you serious?
Still not feeling great, man. Too much weed, you know?
Remind me to smack you when you're better.
You take everyone home, okay, Wiley? Go home.
Good horse, good horse.
Yeah, the best.
You know who's really the best? Oh, I wasn't talking about you.
Ah, the curse ain't broken.
Yeah, well, at least one likes me. Ah, I'm sorry, buddy. Now go on, demon. Get!
Wiley, home. Good girl.
We can probably get there in 30.
I'll make it in 20.
Please don't. We've got time.
No, we don't.
Is that Gloria?
Still a ways off, but that's her rifle.
Get in, now.
Does anyone know where we're going?
Once we get the truck, if she's still
I get it running, we'll take this road here and then down the highway and take it across the bridge over the ravine. The entire stretch is clear of any other cars, I'm sure.
It is. We flew over it coming in. And that way will take us back home.
Perfect. Then let's go.
Sit on my lap.
Maybe Gloria's in trouble?
Good.
Anita! Run!
Not now!
We're coming.
She is going apeshit on that town.
Yeah, I'll let her.
She's having a real bad day.
Come on, help Rhonda out.
Grab the jack out of the Jeep.
Unload everything else?
No, we'll take both vehicles.
Won't have to cram it all into the truck's cab.
You remember the code?
Yes, Carl, I didn't forget. It's gone!
What? Ass.
I had you going, though.
Dude.
I mean, who the hell could move it?
My heart sunk for a second.
And that means you're back to normal.
Ow!
Ow!
Wow. You weren't kidding.
Huh. Well, it's worth nothing sitting in the middle of the desert. So you mind helping me out getting this thing fixed up?
You heard her. All hands, move!
Well, we can't jack it up. It's too heavy, but it is big enough for me to fit under and remove the old drivetrain.
While you're doing that, we'll be fixing up some of the damage on the front.
Gloria's still going.
You fuckers go away every other day, but not today, huh? Whoa! No, that's just fine.
Drag it out from underneath. Ugh. You sure you can fix this?
I can weld just about anything.
Ha-ha!
You didn't know I had a flamethrower, did you? Well,
surprise! Wanda, you okay?
Yeah, it's just pinched. I'm fine. All right, it's attached. Start it up. We're getting out of here.
They're not gone. No, they're coming back. They're coming back.
Alright, we're good to go.
The gold is mobile.
Seriously, it's finally fucking ours.
Wait, shh. Town's quiet. You think she...
killed everyone? That's what it sounded like.
We're good. Let's go. Come on.
Alright, who's going in what car?
I'll drive the Jeep. Be lead vehicle.
Perfect. I'd feel better driving the truck in case something happens to the transmission.
Alright, I'll go with you.
The rest of us in the lead car.
Okay.
And no hanky-panky back there, you two. Focus on the road.
Are you kidding? This is all serious now. The gold's in play.
Just remember, avoid the town. Take the first road to go around and then left to get you back on the highway. We'll be right behind you.
Hang on. I gotta grab something from the back.
Well, hurry up!
What are we gonna tell Michael when we bring them back and all that gold?
Why?
That's a great strategy.
We'll talk about it later.
I wanted to look over the numbers on the gold again.
Whatever. You just wanted to hold one.
Well, that too.
Come on. Let's go.
We'll be back after a brief word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now back to Gold Rush. There will be no further interruptions.
What the hell is that? What are you doing with a truck? What are you doing?
Hey, how does it look up there? Any sign of her?
No, nothing. She must still be in the town.
You really think she'd try and stop us?
I wouldn't put anything past her when she gets desperate. Tell me if you see anything.
Sure, if you say so. I see sand, sand, cactus, sand. Pass me a water, would you?
Here, you ass.
How are you?
That completely wore off.
Chloe's gotta be furious by now.
She's not your problem anymore. She's ours.
I really doubt she'd follow us out this far.
I know where you're going. But I can take the short way.
I see Gloria. The dust cloud on the right.
Ah, shit!
I see her. What do we do?
She's gotta be in the buggy. We need to beat her to the bridge. After that, we'll be clear.
Then step on it.
Road's clear. Floor it, Muldoon.
Well, all right. Game on. We gonna play? Let's play.
My tail, she's coming up fast.
Well, the line between normal and batshit crazy has definitely been crossed.
She's chasing us. She's actually chasing us.
This is horrible. She doesn't want us to leave.
It's obviously why we need to.
We have to say something.
Here she comes!
There, the bridge. It's up ahead. Open road past that. She won't be able to keep up.
Wait, what'd that sign say? Under construction? This bridge isn't done? Are we going off a cliff?
They finished it. I've driven over it many times before.
She's right.
All right, then hold on.
Think that my obsession with Gloria Anderson is gonna be a part of a phase.
Just let me explain.
Too many times, Gloria. Too many times. Now,
Rhonda,
just leave
no,
them.
Wait.
This is your last chance.
Last chance? Okay. We don't want another. Just go back to
the game.
Holy shit.
She's in the dust. We're gonna make it.
We can't leave her like that. She just doesn't want to be alone.
Neither do I.
I know, but...
We're to the bridge.
Go, go, punch it.
Almost free.
Oh no. The Jeep had just made it to the other side of the ravine. As I looked back, I could see the reflection of Gloria's scope on a big old rifle. She was perched on top of a buggy, aimed our way. As the truck crossed onto the bridge, she fired twice, one immediately after the other. The back sets of tires exploded and dropped the back half of the truck to the rims. Gloria had no idea what was in the truck. I don't think there's any way she could have known what was going to happen next.
Get out, hurry! Shit, grab my bag!
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, Rhonda, thank God.
Fine.
We are too, but damn. Now we need another truck.
What are you trying to do to us, Gloria? Kill us?
I didn't mean for it to go.
What?
Oh, God damn it.
Look, guys, I didn't mean for it to go this far.
You did it, didn't you? The kill switch. Am I right?
Oh, my God.
The bridge.
Oh, my. We need to get them off the bridge.
Dude, go dude, stop. Stop. It's not our fight.
Maybe Muldoon's right, Puck. Puck!
Just admit it. I saw the backup logs, Gloria. You killed the buggy.
Yeah, you would find that. Look, I had to stop you. I thought you were leaving.
Come on, Gloria.
I didn't want you to go. I still don't want you to.
Oh, fuck.
The truck is too heavy. Anita, get over here.
Rhonda, let go of the bridge!
I am always running! Ah! coming!
Come on, Brad!
No, no, no! Stop, stop, stop!
Do you see what's left of the bridge on our side? Uh-huh. That's right, where Robbins grabbed me. Just as it all started to come down. The gold was too much weight. The rest of the tires blew out on the truck. Rhonda and Anita ran to the opposite side of the bridge. It all happened so fast. I didn't know. She was trying to come back to me. That's when the bridge gave way. I only heard a voice. As the truck filled with several tons of gold, it pushed the entire section of the bridge into the massive river below. It was like I blinked, and everything was gone. It all went down, and no one came up.
No, 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 no! Oh my God!
Fuck! Sam, we gotta get off the bridge. We can't keep standing here. Come on!
Ed!
I got you, man. I got you!
Ed! Ed!
Where's everyone else?
Rhonda and Gloria are on the other side.
Easy, man. Easy. Breathe. Breathe. Just breathe.
I can't. Brothers.
Oh, no.
On the other side of the ravine, Rhonda was inconsolable. They were so far away, but you could still hear her scream. Your mom started beating against Gloria, even taking a few swings. And she just stood there taking it.
It's all right, man. I got you. I'm so sorry.
I didn't know what to do. I sat here, I stared down. Might have been hours. Felt like days. There was no way any of us could talk with Gloria or Rhonda. And there was no place to cross for miles. Rhonda just continued railing into Gloria. There was no way to listen to what was being said. But I understood. None of it would change anything. When Rhonda was done, Gloria handed over the buggy keys, turned, and walked away.
That's it? But
she never wanted to hurt anyone. It took me years to realize that. I know Gloria felt every bit responsible. She lost everything. All the luxury in the world doesn't mean a thing if you don't have anyone to share it with.
Oh, I'm home.
Did you ever go back to the Atlas?
Activate Atlas quarantine.
Yes! Just do it!
I did. Once. The keypad by the barn was still on. It was all fixed up. No codes worked.
Long-term locks engaging.
You deserve this.
Can't imagine what Gloria went through after that.
3, 2,
Oh, so, 1. I'm so sorry, Anita.
Long-term locks engaged.
Even after Gloria walked away, the rest of us didn't leave. Robbins continued to stand, About where you are now. Watching your mom on the other side. I think they both understood that there was no possible future for them. Not after what just happened. And they came to that conclusion without any words. A little while later, she turned. She got into that buggy and she left. That was the last time your parents ever saw each other.
Wait, so he never knew about me?
He never had the chance to.
Jeez. I wish my mom told me about any of this.
Yeah, well, maybe she meant to, eventually. She kept the tapes, didn't she? I mean, to some people, talking about it is reliving it. The good and the bad. It's hard to be constantly reminded of the pain.
It's no wonder she sent me away.
I hate to crash your little pity party, but I found this in Rhonda's stuff at Lake Matthews. She never sent this letter.
I thought you said that was my stuff.
It's addressed to me. Well, sorta. She messed up my middle name, but whatever.
To Samuel V. Puck.
Anita trusted you, and so I will too. Help Alex to become a man like his father.
What? That's it?
Maybe it says everything. Also, sounds like she wanted me to look after you.
I can take care of myself. I don't need special treatment.
Oh, yeah, is that so?
Yes.
You sure, 100%?
Why?
Well, you know, what if that special treatment included a portion of what's down there?
You're saying the gold's still down
there?
Hey,
don't say that too loud. Some of these goobers, you don't want them over here.
You're serious?
Like a heart attack. You want it?
All of it? Not like a portion?
I sure as hell don't want it. It's yours now. Do whatever you want.
Leave it down there.
Out, Falcon Stan.
So that's it then?
Shit. That's all I got. You ready?
Let's go home.
I'll drive.
Give me a sec. I'll find the map.
So, Blockbuster, huh?
You have to sell the movie pass?
Yeah, you know, I started at Hollywood Video.
Oh, you're a trader. Real nice.
Benefits were better.
Was the play guard working? The entrance?
Hey.
Yeah. I can go.
Load up!
So, what'd you tell Michael when you got back from all that?
What we had to.
Really?
That's the whole story.
Yeah, pretty uneventful. Had some car trouble, but that's about it.
And that's everything. Carl?
Yeah, Grammy was already gone. At least, you know, I can move on. It was good to get away, put things in perspective.
Well, you're really late. But at least you found three refugees from Boulder on the way back, so I guess that balances out.
Yeah.
They're lucky, too. If we hadn't been traveling that way, we would have totally missed them.
You know, just a few more days on the road. I mean, it worked out okay in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, you should all be proud.
That was the last time anyone said anything about the trip.
No one brought up what happened? Ever?
Not a word. Not a joke. Not an innuendo. Not a breath about any time in the Atlas. It didn't even happen. They did that for me. No one ever found out. No one ever caught on to what I was feeling every day. A soldier never shows his pain.
Does it ever get better?
There aren't enough years left in my life to forget about her. But talking to you helps.
Back to the training ground, sir.
Alex?
You still have me. Am I still unenrolled?
I'm sure I can make something happen.
Sure you can.
I know.
I know. All right, behave. Let's go.
All right, Cap. Move out.
Get on your marks, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we taking up your time? Because I do remember doing this once before.
Well, if someone didn't lose the tape.
Oh, whatever. It's the last scene. Let's just get this done. Carl, are you done messing around with the camera?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, it's really not that complicated.
Hey! What are you guys doing? Making your movie? Like, can I be in it?
No, we don't have room.
Hey, Robbins, am I in the scene? Are we good?
I think that was our last one.
Yeah, you're done. Thanks again, guys. You were great.
Bye, guys. Thanks. See ya later, y'all.
Michael and Pegs have roles, huh? But not Datu? I see how it is.
It was just one scene.
Seemed like four.
Would you shut up?
I'll come up in the next few days to help you out a bit.
Oh, y'all still doing this?
Hey, so we're about to head back, but, it was really great filming with you earlier.
Sure was. No reshoots, right?
We'll make it work.
Later, Gators.
Oh, was everyone in this film?
Not everyone.
Here, you left a sandbag in my backyard.
Where do you want these?
You were in it? Or just crew?
Background?
I had a whole monologue.
Max? You had Max in the movie and not me? No one even knows who he is.
Hey, I do a lot. I'm important, all right?
Ah, we're cutting that scene anyway, Datu.
Still, I fixed your TV. That should deserve something.
Oh, my God. Fine. Go stand back there and shovel something.
I would love to shovel that something.
The junk over there. I'm just trying to move one of the generators over.
That'd be perfect. This? Still? I thought you'd be done by now.
All right, hobble off, Captain Ahab. Art takes time.
You know what else takes time? Food retrieval. Other priorities.
Yeah, we'll get on those in a sec. Are we ready?
Yes, let's do this. Clear the frame. This is the martini shot. Starting places. And roll camera. Carl, action. And cut. Holy shit, that was amazing. Fuck, right on, man. Woo!
Hey, wasn't me. It was this guy. Dude, I never knew you had that in you.
I didn't either. That was surprising.
Happens to the best actors, man.
No way. You went from laughing to crying. Was that all improv? You didn't write any of that before.
It was weird. You called my character over, and I just had to say something.
The take was good? I have things to do, and we're not going to get anything close to that again.
Wait.
Yeah, that's it. That's a wrap. Carl, here, let me see the playback.
No.
It's fine. I can break the time code. We're not recording anymore.
Yeah.
Carl? What happened?
No.
Tell me you
fucked it up.
Carl?
It's literally the red button.
It shows it on screen.
Carl.
You know what? Film your own damn movie.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're Alive, Gold Rush, was written, directed, and produced by K.C. Wayland. We start by saying thank you to the dedicated soldiers and producers of the series. Brett Newton as Puck, Tony Reyes as Robbins, Sean Lewin as Gregory Muldoon, Christian Vieira as Carl. From the crew of The Atlas, Christy Carlson-Romano, Brenna Otts, Aaron Breen, to the next generation of descendants, Austin Trace, Hajin Cho, Vincent Tyrone Green II, Thomas Bell, and of course, our OG crew, Jim Gleason, Otto Sterk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Constance Parn, Glenn Hoffner, Jay Oligario, Tammy Klein, Blair Whalen, Shirley Jordan, Scott Marvin, Claire Doden, Greg Miller. Lastly, pour one out again for our weary stranger, guest starring Danny Trejo. Additional character voices provided by James Stebick, Graham Bechtol, Liam Holton, Caitlin Bristow, Katie Whalen, Jenny Lynn, K.C. Whalen, Danny Burkov Hopkins, Chase Hooper, those other support units in our corner, associate producers Shanti Ryle, Lauren Kroon, Blair Wayland, the people who found the other people with good voices, casting by David Seiden, Vanessa Knight, to the creator of the tunes that encompass the sound, supporting audio narratives like no other, original music by Danny Burkov Hopkins, Eileen Kim on violin. Let us not forget the wonderful talent from the Colony Cantina, Jenny Swish, Charlie Magdaleno, Katie Whalen. The biggest of all shout out to the talented architects of sound that take voices from a black box to the oral exploration in your ears. Sound designers, K.C. Whalen, Michael Keane, Ryan Lincoln. Additional sound team, Steve Widmark, Tim Mulhern, Kennedy Phillips, Katie Whalen, Victoria Cheng. Those interns that tick away education credits while creating audio. Jennifer Loesch, Tej Master, Graham Bechtol, Sophia Hernandez, Aaron White, Carla Contreras, Paris Preciado. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. We'd like to thank the entire team at Podcast One. As the leading podcast network, they have made it possible to bring this series to life for you. And they have more than 200 of today's best podcasts easily accessible on the free Podcast One app. Thank you for listening to Gold Rush. Until our next adventure, we're alive. Scout's honor. This has been Michael Swan. Thank you for listening to this Theater for the Mind by Whalen Productions, dedicated to Nick.
Hey, can I get a martini?
I've not felt good all day.
Ugh, if you have a second.
You need help.
Puck?
Violet.
Oh my gosh, how are you?
You know me, just doing fine. You here for the old guy's birthday?
Can you believe it? 80 years, still ticking.
You kidding me, Bert's as feisty as ever. You back in town or,
You heard about Hugh?
Yeah, I know, it sucks, I'm sorry.
There's not a lot holding me to the Republic, you know? And it's so strict there, I just thought it might be a good change of pace to come back here.
Ah, well, you were right. Oh, crazy, look at this guy! Hey, you know, you didn't have to wear your uniform tonight.
I wanted to.
Yeah, hey, Alex, Violet, Alex.
Really? From way back, huh?
Oh, Puck's talked about me? That was so long ago.
Yep, only good things. Now, you mind if I borrow him? I gotta get moving. I wanna give Bert my gift.
You mind?
I'll be right here waiting.
Well, all right then. Thank you for the extra points.
You need all you can get.
Yeah.
Spam that night, and a tuna sandwich was damn good compared to that. So I sat there thinking, damn, I don't think he had a name. And then it hit me. He didn't have a name, but he did. It was Horse.
Hey, old man, you got a minute?
Look at you, all graduated?
Just trying to figure out what to do next.
Well, take your time. Don't hit 18 and go crazy like the rest of them.
Hey, you gotta get moving, right?
Right, right. I wanted to give you something. Come here.
Oh? Secret, huh?
Alex and I wanted to get you something special.
Well, you didn't have to do that, but what'd you get me? You're killing me. Can I open it?
Go ahead.
You like it?
Where the hell did you get this?
My mom had a connection. It used to be Saddam's.
It looks just like her, but gold.
Look at the other side.
It's her.
Had it specially engraved.
Oh, baby. Been too long. I can finally hold you in my hands.
Why are you loading it?
Get away!
How the hell did one get in here?
Everyone, back up! I should introduce you to my better half. Say hello to Shirley.